also cover mental health because it's Monday. It's the start of a new week. Okay, loner in this. Yeah, we talking some shit. It's Chatty Patty today. Let's get into the show. We got a lot of topics. I'll get into what ChatGPT wrote, and then we'll get into talking this shit. Let's do it. I don't want to do that. Hold on. I want to change the song. Hold on. Let me change the song. Better song. Here we go. Yeah, I got to stick to just doing this song. Sorry. My bad, loner. You see, maybe jump the gun. Better not nobody talk to me with no headboard that cover up a little ass window. You ain't got nothing to say to me. This song gets played. Just so you know, this song gets played at least once a day, every day since it came out in 2015.
Never stop. Who the fuck is this? This Kasabian. I'm back in this bitch.
Yep.
I took a year off, but still on the same shit. Speed past the strip, hit the east with a bad bitch. Then bring her back to the crib. You already know this.
Yep.
On my last two tracks, I broke it down and I ripped it. I'm still on the east side,
nah.
Nigga, come kick
I move.
It. Oh, you
I
ain't
money
know,
now.
I still kill shit. It's empire to the death of me. So motherfucker right now, don't go testing me. Beast mode,
pushing plates off my chest like a buster.
Heard about you, you a buster.
Come on.
You ain't fucker. I'm here to be
mad disrespectful.
Don't let the pretty face fool you.
Nah.
God damn it.
I told you before. Yeah. I love that song. It's Kasabian. Kasabian live over. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. I walked away, but he called me back. Now, how the fuck you 27 and you trying to rap? See, I be... Okay, I'm gonna stop. All right. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. And just that fast, it's 900 degrees in the studio because Vegas is hot. It's hot. That was fast. Hold up. I gotta tell them in the other room. I agree with Loner. I didn't know that was about them either. But Loner, let's get into the topics. Let me do a rundown, and then we'll jump into the beef. It's Pod Wars, and it ain't stopping. We out here starting this shit. I'm gonna keep it going. I love this Pod Wars shit. Welcome to Kasabian Live-O show. My name's Kasabian Live-O. I'll be your host. We're live from Las Vegas. Don't text me. Just turn it on. We're live from Las Vegas. This is episode 442, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. This is a show that's ran by me, a couple people, and a bunch of computers. That's right. AI runs this. They help us write this shit. They help us put together these clips. And AI told me I should stop cussing because it's not professional. I'm sorry. I call my AI Jarvis. I don't give a shit. I think it's dope. Sorry, Jarvis. Susan, chill. You're not replaced yet. Let's get into what ChatGPT wrote. And we got a lot of topics to get into. And honestly, I really want to have fun with the beef. Welcome to Kasabian Live-O show. On today's episode, we got a jam-packed lineup of hot and juicy topics. They just don't fucking get it. I'm busy. Hot and juicy topics. Cardi B faces off against Rory and Maul. And shouts out to Damaris. While Joe Budden, the king, the podfather himself, is in the middle of a beef now with Gilly the Kid, who... I don't think it's going to go too good for Gilly. So let's see how this goes. We'll definitely get into it and see, all the ins and outs of this interesting beef. We'll also be discussing the tragic death of Charlie Rock from Terror Squad. Yo, rest in peace. That's a big one that came out of nowhere. There's a lot of rumors about what happened to Charlie. Hey, rest in peace, Big Charlie. That's fucked up. When certain people pass, it's a different hurt. And this is that type of hurt. And rest in peace to Charlie Rock. That was wild. And let's talk about the fight between Usher and Chris Brown in Las Vegas. And we'll cover the Lovers and Friends scandalous weekend. Ooh, there was so much shit going on while I was laid up after the fucking surgery. Riff Raff. Something happened to Riff Raff. I want to talk about that briefly. But, you know, you got to stop faking it till you make it. Because at some point in time, you got to pay taxes. So pay your taxes and stop being faking.
Don't fake it till you not make it. Don't not make it faking it and then realize that you got to go get a job at a warehouse because your ass ain't do shit and you got triangle shark teeth. Fucking psychopath. Our hearts go out to George Masvidal's father who was arrested last week for attempted murder for shooting somebody in the house. And I just prayers and condolences to the family. George, I'm not going to talk too much about it. My boy, I hope everything's okay. And after listening to George, look at me, fuck Masvidal. Goddamn, after listening to Joe Rogan and that a scientist speaking on AI and this universal language and this type one invention thing, I have realized that hip hop was the first type one invention ever. That's right. We're also going to get deep into the show, so don't worry. There's a lot of bochincha, chatty body shit. There's going to be some shit about politics, money, and all types of stuff. We got some lighthearted segments, too, that include life tips from a 102-year-old doctor. And Kevin Gates gave birth on live. You should have seen it. It was disgusting. We'll also be saying goodbye to Jenny Craig and hello to the new, that's wrong, it's mortgage rules. And last but not least, Tucker Carlson is now making his big return. But will it be a comeback or a flop? Let's find out. That was actually pretty good. This is where you come for the news and all the goodies. I just wanted to start off with the music because let's just have a little bit of fun with this. First off, Cardi B going at Rory Amal. Very surprising because I thought Cardi had a relationship with Rory. But let's get into it. Cardi B recently took to her Instagram to express her dissatisfaction with people covering her music, her career, and her trajectory. The people that she was targeting at this point in time was Rory Amal, from what they said on their show. And believe it or not, they weren't wrong. I think a lot of people feel that way. And I'm here to tell you this. Cardi, your audience is 10 years older now. That shit you've been doing needs to change. We're all adults. You can't keep going on there playing victim. You too grown for this shit. Cardi is more of always said she was an entertainer, more of the fact that she was like a personality as opposed to a musician. Take it how you want to take it. That's how I feel about it. And I agree 1,000% that Rory and Mal made great points. No matter how you feel about it, it is what it is. Cardi B was an experiment, and it went how it went. It didn't go great because it would have kept going. And that's the truth. That's the truth. There's you can't beef with Rory and Mal. They're the guys. Again, rest in peace. Rest in peace, rest in peace to the great. I don't know how many people understand who Charlie Rock is, the Terror Squad, but if you a Terror Squad fan, if you a fan of Big Pun, Fat Joe, anything that has to do with hip-hop in the Bronx, Latin hip-hop, you know, hip-hop, you know who Charlie Rock is and what he did in the game. But damn, dog, I'm working on this shit. My mouth is finally getting better. I'm working on some music. Damn. Anyway, shout out to the fam, Terror Squad, Joey, everybody. I know what time it is, man. You know, rest in peace. And damn, man, I'm off to fight this motherfucker. Speaking of fights, the Lovers and Friends concert was this weekend here in Vegas, and it was amazing. It was a smash. Unfortunately, I was laid up after surgery. I had an abscess, and I had to do all types of shit in my face. I feel a lot better now. Shout out to my doctor. I heard the concert went off without a stitch, except that there might have been a fight on Boulder Highway between Chris Brown and Usher because of a Teyana Taylor a discussion or some type of Teyana Taylor issue between Chris Brown and her. And then Usher was like, "Don't do that shit, dog. We trying to celebrate your birthday, man." And he was like skating and shit, talking to him. And then they started fighting in the parking lot. Either way, the funniest shit to me is that Usher and Chris Brown fought on Boulder Highway. That shit should be a monument. That's amazing. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather for buying Crystal Palace on Boulder Highway. That's what's up. They didn't fight. Nothing happened. Chris had his baby with him, actually. So for everybody that did say Chris was out here just starting shit, no, he didn't. He was actually just with his kid. I'm the same. What the fuck? Are y'all crazy? Y'all not going to be acting rowdy like that around my baby? When they showed him backstage at the Lovers and Friends concert, that was that. Somebody got too close and somebody was doing something with his baby around and Chris was putting him in their place. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all crazy as shit for that. Leave Chris the fuck alone. I'm tired of y'all treating Chris like he did something wrong. Shit's got to stop. But shout out to everybody that came to Vegas. The concert looked great. Everybody looks amazing. Everybody's skin looks good. Everybody looks they're getting paid. Everybody looks they're eating well. And when it comes to getting paid, and podcasting, that's something that I don't talk about because I haven't cracked a fucking big deal. So I talk about my bag quietly. But Joe Budden is one that's changed the game. Joe Budden is, he's different. Always been. I look up to him for a reason. But when it comes to what he's done with podcasting, you have to give him, hey, hold up. Leave that alone, though. That's okay that he does that. We can't judge him for what he does. Like, I'm good on that. That's like, you can't. You just can't judge him. You just can't judge him. Like, unless Chris was like, hey, man, let me get. Nah, because then you're going to talk about. See, I can't even play with you. You're going to call me ghetto. Because I'm going to be like, what if Chris hit you up and Chris was like, yo, let me hold 20? Only Loner knows why that's funny. But anyway, that's funny though. So don't talk about Chris in that fashion. I love Chris Brown. Shout out to Chris Brown. Shout out to Usher. One of my goals as a musician when I was touring was to dance with Chris Brown. Not like dance with him, like hold his hand and dance, but like have him on stage and like do a choreography set with him. I thought that would be dope as fuck. It never happened, but I thought it would have been dope. Maybe one day. Who knows? So I came across a video about Riff Raff. If y'all know who Riff Raff is, Riff Raff was a MTV personality. A rapper, has some type of music out there, made some money. They call him Jolly Rancher or some shit, or Jolly Raider or something. He was getting extorted by a woman here in Las Vegas for many years. And like, they were taking him for quite a bit of money. The thing is, we don't know where the fuck the money came from. Then some kids on TikTok, because TikTok's a motherfucker, they put out all this information about him and underage people. So go to TikTok and figure that out. Now, Riff Raff, I don't know what's going on with you, dog, but I hope you good, man. I hope that wasn't true, but that looked really real. Like, that didn't look like the Adam 22 pictures. I don't know how I feel about that, bro. I don't know. I don't like that shit. Let me tell you something. We don't do that shit. That's just not, we don't do that. That's weird. But yeah, that Riff Raff shit. I really wanted to get into it, but that's just, it just got weird. So yeah, just keep a lookout for that if you're on TikTok. And again, I came across a story about George Masvidal's father being arrested. Later on, I think it was Saturday afternoon, after an argument in his home and shooting someone. That's it. I'm not giving y'all no more. And I'm only reporting it because that is a very Spanish thing to do. God bless him. And I hope they let him out because I don't think he did anything wrong. And that's how I feel. He's not guilty. He had an argument in his house and he shot somebody. What's the problem? It's my house. I don't get it. What are we talking about? So after watching Rogan and hanging out with my son this weekend, we got to hang out and like just, you know, you know those little spinny floor things that you see on TikTok and they be cleaning the sidewalks? I went and bought one and I got all the stupid shit with the Clorox and the sprinkles. And I had a pressure washer. I just didn't have that tool, but we got one. And me and my son pressure washed the shit out of the backyard, the pavers. It spins really good over the pavers, even though, you know, pavers, it's kind of uneven. Well, as it was spinning, the motherfucker would just bounce around. Either way, it did a great job. The chlorine or the pool shock changed the color a little bit. I was kind of like shocked. Everything was like really bright pink. It almost bleached everything. But everything smelled good. And we had a good time doing that. But I was listening to Rogan in and out while me and my... Because I let the baby just play with the pressure washer. He just wanted to play. My son is 5. He gets to go crazy with the pressure washer because that's my son. So I let him go. He said he wanted to do it with pressure. A little strong-ass baby. A little 5-year-old. Holding a pressure gun. He was having a great time. Listening to Rogan. Rogan's talking to this scientist that's talking about quantum computing and quantum computers, and I've always been kind of blown away by what this means. Quantum computing is something that you just dream about. String theory is all these... This is like fantasy coming true. If you don't know what string theory is, one day we might need to dedicate an entire show just to string theory so that you can understand that this world is so complex and we still don't know shit. I hope nobody here believes that we're alone. I hope that there's aliens. I hope that what we see is smarter technologies, other cultures around the fucking universe that we can grow from. If not, this is going to be a very lonely existence. As I listened to the man talk about AI and talk about the future, he kept on speaking of this. It was interesting because I ain't never saw hip hop in this fashion. And it upsets me that it is in this fashion. And I'm wrong for that. I'm completely wrong for that. And I'm here to stand up and I'm going to say that I am wrong for how I felt. And it's because we don't know how to share. I'm an only child. I don't share well. not good at sharing, never really learned how to share. And when it comes to hip hop, I love hip hop for us. But this scientist said, if you look around, hip hop is something that's universal. You can play a hip hop song anywhere in the world, anybody and everybody will react to it. There's nothing else like that. He said hip hop was a type one invention, meaning it was a global invention. We're moving away from being separate. It's all one. You know how many fucking Asian fusion restaurants there are? Like, how many foods are going to cross over in fusion? There's no more culture. We're all one. And when it comes to hip hop, as mad as people get, look around. There's Russian rappers, African rappers, Chinese rappers. Audiences that you've never seen before can sing every single word of your music. Like, there's nowhere in the world right now you can't play I Got Five on it, and somebody ain't gonna look back and just go, oh, that's my shit. Quit. It's hip-hop is amazing. Hip-hop. Then he brought up breakdancing. But the thing is, he doesn't understand that hip-hop is... hip-hop isn't just music. Like, rapping isn't hip-hop. That's a part of it. And we don't even consider rapping a part of hip-hop. It's MCing. When you see B-boys breakdancing, that's hip-hop. That's always been hip-hop. Graffiti. That art, that beautiful wall art, that street art, that's hip hop. We've passed that shit around the world. That's everywhere. Bro, they got dudes right now in Japan that have a whole West Coast fucking culture thing, like in words I can't even express. I'm talking about homies. Bro, Japanese homies with khakis, with Chuck Taylors on, lowriders, hydros, out there listening to West Coast music, smoking weed, kicking it, doing the things that we do. And I remember Nissy said something that was so prolific, and this was really deep. And he said, I love the fact that everybody's appreciating gangbanging. Just keep out the murdering. Don't hurt each other. Just appreciate it for what it is, a brotherhood, a family. And they've done that shit around the world with hip-hop music. It took a scientist that built some fucking computer in his house when he was 17 that ripped apart some atoms to make me realize that hip-hop is so much more special than what we even know. Hip-hop is a type one invention. The entire world revolves through hip-hop. It does. And it's beautiful. You can even break it down and say music, but hip-hop specifically. And he even said fashion is becoming single, one type. He said between Louis, Gucci, and Chanel, which is crazy. Either way, it blew my fucking mind. What you mean? What you know? What you know? Everything about what? You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. Who saw the UFC fights this weekend? Can I be honest with you? I don't think Henry did as good as I thought he could. I really don't know what happened. That whole shit looked weird. Gilbert Burns looked off. Henry Cejudo was like half clip. Aljamain. Aljamain was actually going off of the energy that Henry was giving him. So he looked great. But even he felt off. The whole shit in Jersey felt off. The fight with the two women, the co-main event, that stoppage was wrong. Like, I don't know. That whole fight gave me bad juju vibes. If you watch that fight, it was dope. Fun little fight. But Henry, just take a break, dog. I think you've done a great job. I respect Henry Cejudo. I don't like his little weird shit, but I get it. The cringe thing, that's cool. But that dude fought for this country and his mom became a citizen off of what he did and his hard work, and you gotta just respect that. You really gotta respect that. What do you know? What do you mean? What are you saying? You said you know everything. Everything about what? I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My nose is running because it's freezing, and you over here talking about Chris Brown on cocaine and people gonna think it's me. I don't do cocaine. No drogas. All right, let's get into the news. This is a show that you come. This is a show you come for the news. I can't feel my cheek. Anesthesia. I'm the doctor. Hey, hold on. Can we get a sunlight on this side of the studio? And when I turn my face really slow and it goes, doom, doom, you just turn the light on me. And let it glow. And maybe have an eagle flying behind me. Okay, cool. Write that down for later. Just tell ChatGPT to make it happen. All right, let's get into this first story about the U.S. debt crisis. Every fucking year, same shit. There's no such thing as a debt ceiling. America doesn't have a debt ceiling. America just spends as much money as they want to. Every fucking year, we just make up a number and keep going. It's a lie. Rush Limbaugh used to say, there is no debt ceiling. There's no cap. We can spend as much as we want. It don't fucking matter. They cut the checks. They keep on paying themselves. Stories out of Reuters. President Joe Biden and top Republicans and Democrats from Congress are set to sit down this week and try to resolve a three-month standoff over a $31.4 trillion U.S. debt ceiling to avoid a crippling default before the end of May. That's a lie. There's never a crippling default. We've defaulted before. Trump did it on purpose and showed you that nothing happens. The Democratic president is calling on lawmakers to raise the federal government's self-imposed borrowing limit. You see how fucking stupid that is? You really don't have a limit, because if you spend more than it, guess what happens? You just keep spending it. You see? Anyway, self-imposed borrowing limits without any conditions. Yeah, we don't do anything about it. So if we spend more than we have to, oh, fucking well, we just keep pushing the numbers. It says, angstly, do not expect any immediate deal to avert a historic default, which the Treasury Department has warned could come as soon as June 1st. In quotes, we have a lot of We have a lot of frothy waters. That's a stupid word. We have a lot of frothy waters now. We need to calm them. Who's saying this? Some of them could just come from saying, we found areas of agreement. We found areas of disagreement. We found, what the hell am I'm losing my mind with this. We have found areas of agreement. We have found areas of disagreement. We're going to get back together and work on a solution. That was Republican Senator Thom. What is his name? Is this split up like this on purpose? Y'all fucking with me. His name is Thom? Thom Filson? No. No, it ain't. What you talking about, bro? I got boogers. Like, I have a deviated septum. I fought a lot when I was a kid. That's why my nose is like this. I'm not ugly. I was born cute. I think. I saw pictures one time. My nose was straight when I was little. I fought so fucking much. This motherfucker goes both ways. It got a hump, a lump. It whistles. I tell you, one time, I was in the middle of a golf course, and I was playing golf, and I was golfing, and I heard, this is what I heard. I shit you not, right? Got my head down. I'm looking at the ball, and I hear, and I look up. The fuck, who whistling? I'm down, about to hit the ball, but all I hear is, I'm looking. What the fuck? Who is whistling? It was my nose. That's how bad my nose is. I thought somebody was whistling at me, but the whole time it was my fucking nose. I'm not a crackhead. I just got a bad nose. Anyway, what the hell's wrong with you? I have some great news. I have a 102-year-old doctor with some tips and tricks on how to live. And guess what? You're fucking up. You're really fucking up. It's Mental Health Mondays. So I figured this would be a great little tip for Mental Health Mondays. And, you know, as far as mental health goes, we all experience troubling situations that we can't let go of. According to this doctor, the faster you let go of shit, the better you live. That's the gist of it. Let's get into the story out of CNBC. Too many people feeding unnecessary stresses, but the happiest and healthy people that I know are able to let go of things or experiences that no longer strive them. See? You have to just walk away from shit. Life is too short. No? Okay, stop. Life isn't too short. She's 102. You know you're older a lot longer than you're younger, right? So when people make fun of you being old and shit or being bald and fat, you motherfuckers better start working out, because 40 to 60 is a bitch. I'm going to tell you that right now. 40 to 60, that's a long stretch. That's a long stretch. Boy, oh boy, y'all not ready for what's coming next. Life's too short. Consider the same thought over and over again. By doing so, torturing yourself. Yeah, driving yourself crazy, repeating the same thing in your head over and over, which is a mental health issue that you can't let go of things. It happens. Your brain will keep on playing things over and over and over and over and over and over, and you can't let it go. I learned from a Jewish friend of mine when I was really young that they only mourn for 3 days. I've seen so much death that death don't bother me. There's only one. Now at this age, I only have probably 2 deaths that I'm afraid of that I never want to talk about. But death doesn't really bother me. Now I let go really fast. And it's just out of I think it was survival. I learned how to let go and walk away from survival. Not like a fuck, you just don't have a choice sometimes, right? And it's not a bad thing. Sometimes things just got to come and go. And, you know, that's another thing that the doctor that was on Rogan's show was talking about. He goes, man, our brains are time machines. That's why they're so special. They understand tomorrow. They get yesterday. Unless you're Kamala Harris, that retarded motherfucker was like, today's today, tomorrow was today, and yesterday is today, but today is today. That bitch don't know what day is what day. But walking away from things that trouble you is not a bad thing. The doctor says, my mom taught me an easy way to release things that don't matter. And this is natural. This is a natural movement that enabled her to live through life, through all of these immense challenges without letting them take her too deep. True. Don't let the situation carry you, right? Go through the situation as opposed to allowing the situation to go through you. Well, no, you kind of want to let it go through you too. Maybe I'm not saying that right. But as opposed to sitting there and just dwelling over something, it's always best to, you know, to have some type of escape. And the only thing the doctor didn't say here was what to do to create this escape. Exercise is huge. Reading, that's huge. I love to listen to books. I can't really read books because I can't read. But I love listening. I love learning stuff. I have a hobby now. My hobby is my fish. I fucking love my fish. They stress the shit out of me, but I really love my fish. And I think it's cool when it makes you feel like, man, you just got to make sure their little world is okay, right? Like I feel bad for my little fish sometimes. Like, damn, they need more space because like they're not. It's my responsibility to make sure that they're happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. That type of shit. It's just fun though to have a hobby, right? And it's good to let go of those nasty, annoying things that drag you down. And the rule that my Jewish confidant had taught me was that 3 days, you mourn in threes. After that third day, you got to let it go. Don't think about it anymore. That's hard. There's a lot of things that's hard. Shit, it creates emotion, goddammit. It's very emotional, to tell you the truth. And I promise you, if you are able to dance to music, listen to music, clean up, I swear to you, one of the most simple things to do to feel better is to clean up and enjoy the clean room. I promise you. Try it. Watch how satisfying that is. I swear I promise you. Now let's get into Kevin Gates. Nothing surprises me. Kevin Gates said his brother has a 19-inch dick and his is a little bit smaller. Get the fuck out of here. Kevin Gates, stories at a complex. Kevin Gates shocked his fans on Sunday, May 7th, when he shared an NSFW video of a woman giving birth via his Instagram stories. The Louisiana rapper reportedly clipped an original. Oh, they spelled that wrong. They didn't do that right. Shareable? That's not right. He clipped somebody's account. Who is it? Indie Births. And he shared it on his story of a woman giving birth directly into the hands of her partner. Holy shit. It's a very graphic video. I would assume so. My last baby, my wife had a bunch of fluid. So that shit was a mess. I would not want to be there. Like, come on, I got the baby. You remember in the office when he put butter on the watermelon and he shot out the watermelon and it slipped out of Michael's hands? He's like, oh, it fell. He was like, yeah, I had to make it simulate like it was real. That's how I would feel trying to catch a baby coming out of a vagina. That's scary. Gates said the most beautiful thing on earth is the gift of life. Not like that, dog. You are tripping. When I was younger, somebody told me that life is going to be just different diets. Your life will be, you will remember your life by the diets that you followed. I didn't get that. It was an older white lady. And being on the road, I used to meet so many just amazing people, but this was great. She goes, your life will always be you looking for the next diet, and every diet will be the next diet. And life will be judged on the diets. And I shit you not, the older I get, the more that lady's right. And rest in peace to one of the big dogs, dog. Jenny Craig is no more. Stories out of Wall Street Journal. Jenny Craig, the weight loss brand that once touted celebrity endorsements from stars like Queen Latifah, Mariah Carey, Jason Alexander, is shutting down after 4 decades of being in business. Good for them. I can't be mad at no business or no company that tried to help people do better. The Carlsbad, California-based company, which offered coaching sessions and personalized meal plans, said Thursday it was canceling all online food orders and merchandise sales in the corporate centers It's also stopping its coaching sessions, the company said. In quotes, it's with a heavy heart we are announcing the closure of our business. A message on the company's website said, the last 40 years would not have been possible without you. And the rest of the Jenny Craig website was no longer active. The company and Miss Craig could not be reached for comment. Jenny Craig's closure comes after new drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro have shaken up the weight loss industry. So caution, be careful with those shots. You do lose weight. It's not fat, though. It's mass, bone mass, muscle mass. And you get this phenomenon that's called Mounjaro ass or pancake butt. You lose all that nice plumpness in your ass and you get flabby ass cheese cheeks. So this is going to cause a lot of BBLs. On top of, there's doctors that continue to tell the world that when you stop taking these medications, you gain weight immediately right back. Get active, people. Eat better. Stop being lazy. Do what Jenny Craig did. Damn it. Meal prep for yourself. Take care of yourself. Do the points thing. Just do something. Keep yourself accountable. But keep moving, people. Keep moving. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. As of May 1st, if you had bad credit, you could buy a house, said Biden, because we're going to make it more expensive for people with good credit. I don't understand how the fuck that's supposed to work. I heard, as of May 1st, that we are adjusting loans to help people with bad credit be able to afford a home. Okay. This sounds like 2007 all over again. 2006, doesn't it? Stories out of the streets, a new policy affecting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans. Recipients was enacted at the beginning of May, and if you're looking to buy a home in the near future, your credit score could have an impact on the size of your down payment. Right. Lower credit, less down, lower payment. Then people with good credit got to put more down and have a worse payment to help the people that don't got good credit. Some news networks are painting the changes as punishment for buyers with high credit scores. But is that true? Yeah. Basically, I mean, there really was no way around it. Yeah, that's what the fuck it was. They're punishing you for doing good. You have to pay more. You will see it in points as opposed to money out of your pocket. But that's just as bad. Should you open a new credit card, rack up charges, and never pay the bills on them again? No, don't do that. That's not going to help you at all. Please take your credit score into your own hands. Meaning, pay the bills. Stay on top of it. Understand utilization. Please use the internet. It's not hard. Ask. Credit is very simple. I have a video right now that from last August or last October talking about credit utilization. And it says that people with 800 credit scores usually carry about $2,000 in debt. So they spend about $2,500 a month in debt on credit cards. But that typically means that they have $25,000 of credit to borrow from. The average credit card is like $200. The fuck are we talking about with like a 30% interest rate? You get that and you pay Netflix and then you pay that off and you do that for 6 months and then you get another one and you keep doing that little shit and your score will go up and then ask a professional. These fees are typically converted from a flat rate into percentage points that will later. That's what bothered me. So it'll affect you later when you buy the home. Let's say your base rate's 5%. Well, as of right now, it might go up 1% and that will put your mortgage at 6%. That's a big jump. Do you understand that it was so much easier to buy homes when mortgages were super expensive, but your interest rate was very low? 0, 2, 3%. Once you get back into the fives and sevens, like my first house, it was a 9% fucking interest rate on my first house in 2009. Second house, we got a 3. Killed that one. And we stayed pretty low for the third one too. About the same. But now, if you get a house now, you're looking at 7, 8. Even with good credit, they might put you in a... Man, listen. You can't say fuck credit. I told y'all before, the credit system is so new. It's funny to hear Joe and them talk about it. When I told y'all last year, the credit system became a thing in the 80s. It's flawed. It doesn't make any fucking sense. You can pay all your bills on time every single day, have cash on hand, cash on demand, and it doesn't count. It doesn't count. It's the reason why Dave Ramsey gets upset, but I agree with Ramsey, but I don't agree with poor people not having good credit. So we need to have good credit and be taught on how to have good credit. That's interesting. The changes have narrowed the gaps between the fees paid by folks with lower scores versus people who pay with higher scores. So what they're trying to do is the bank is just trying to make up the difference. So when people that have lower scores aren't paying on time, they know the people that will pay on time, they're down to pay a little extra to help you out. That shit's crazy. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. I think we have a serious problem, and I don't know the fix. I keep on saying that. I don't know the fix. It really seems like everybody's average income needs to be about $100,000. How the fuck are we going to get there when ChatGPT is taking away jobs left and right? Somebody help me understand. I fired 5 people here because of that. Fuck you want me to do? I'm supposed to go down bad? So Tucker Carlson, the king or whatever of news. I don't know what the fuck he does. Tucker is a big name. So I got to cover this dude because he's apparently one of the gods in this rap shit. In this news talk shit. And it seems like he's going to go after his old company. Let's take a listen here out of Vanity Fair. It ain't Variety. Why the fuck I thought it was Variety? Because I can't read. That's why I'm not on network television. Okay? I know that. Now, nearly 2 weeks after the right-wing host was ousted from his primetime preach at Fox News, reports are trickling out about what may be next for Carlson, including a campaign against his former employer. Carlson is preparing to unleash his allies and attack Fox News in an effort to bully the network into letting him work for or start a right-wing rival. That's pretty dope. Citing a close Carlson friend who said that while the ex-Fox host is initially said that he wanted to be quiet and clean, he is negotiating his exit with Fox for now. Oh, so he's still stuck under contract? No. That's interesting. If he's negotiating to leave quiet and clean and he's trying to start a company to go against him, how is... It also says that we were going from quiet and clean to now prime time, DEFCON 1. Oh shit, Tucker Carlson's going Kanye. Yeah, that's wild, bro. I know. I'm going to get yelled at by Loner for not putting out music. Oh, Loner, you want to hear a new song? Should I play a song that I've never played? I don't know. I'll find something from here. Hold on. Boop, boop, pop, 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 pop. And that's how we're going to end today's show, with a song that won't get me paid, but because this fucking guy. Oh, that's a good song. Ooh, should I play one of my old songs or something new that's unheard? Come on, man. Hurry up. You got to say something. I know you in there. I'm looking. What was on Moments? Trying to get shorty outside. Trying to tell she's getting on my... I got it. I'm looking. I don't got nothing. Nothing I want to play. It's on me. On me. Hey. Oh, that's the wrong one. Ooh, y'all would have heard the version that never came out. What's on Vibes? It's a good vibe and a bad habit.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. This ain't out yet. This might not come out.
Oh, God. Wake up in the morning.
I'm yawning. Hey.
10 toes on the ground. I'm on it.
Hey.
Wake up in the morning.
I'm on it.
10 toes on the ground. I'm on it. Wake up every morning, I'm yawning.
I don't even know what this is about.
Wake up every morning, I'm on it. Wake up every morning,
bitch, I'm on it.
Wake up every morning, I'm on it. On the east side is where I reside.
Okay.
Look, out here, you can really die. You wear the wrong color, and it's suicide. You heard that I'm the guy. Just call me Marty, I'm so...
All right, that's wild. There's a reason why that didn't come out. But anyway... My name is All right, y'all, that's the show. Thank y'all. I'm not in pain no more, baby. I'm back.
I just wanna hit the city.
Pop a bottle, Diddy. You coming with me?
I'm trying to blow it off
and make it right back.
And I ain't sweating that.
So tell the DJ, bring it back.
When she hit the stage,
my mind frame changed.
The way she moved.
But have you stuck too? Don't get it confused. All right.
It was something about it.
All right. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. off the
show you what you're worth for well time spent.
What's to fall in love? Let's make a toast.
I wanna do the most.